This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are ready to have some fun here at 1310 WIBA with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. The phone lines, they are open for you right now. Their telephone number at station 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. As mentioned, of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial. Their separate divisions. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all at the website, klausfinancial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air with CJ and Malia, all you got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. As mentioned, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning. CJ, how you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Great to talk with you, Malia. How have you been?
Very good. Just happy to be here today.
We're happy to have you along, and we've got an important conversation. This is kind of for 1310 WIBA listeners. This is really important to them. I know we've got a lot of small business owners, and we're going to talk about some of the challenges that small business owners face developing things like future streams of income and some other challenges that oftentimes business owners don't always realize may face them as they approach or as they get into retirement. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia in just a moment. One of the really cool things that we do here on Money in Motion is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, another chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Red Robin from our friends at Klaus Financial. A little tip, if you listen closely to the program, both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show. And guys, before we start talking a little bit about small business owners and a little bit about what they face and what they need to consider when it comes to some challenges for income and retirement, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yes. So last week we had a great conversation about volatility, which many people are familiar with right now, and also inflation and how we need to combat that in our retirement planning. So our question last week was, in the U.S., what year did we experience the highest inflation rate of over 23%? Was it in 1920 or 1971? And Mary of Stoughton correctly answered 1920 is when we had the highest inflation rate. I know it feels like it's today for most people because they're actually dealing with it, but it was actually way back then. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and listen today for today's question.
And a really informative program last week. I know we had a lot of great information and a lot of fun. If you ever miss part of a show, whether it's last week's or you step out of your car today, sometimes you grab coffee, sometimes you drop the kiddos off at school, and you miss part of the show, you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Of course, on the program, we talk about income sources when planning for retirement, but today we're going to be talking more about and focusing more on small business owners and some of the challenges they may face when it comes to developing future streams of income. What do people need to know, and what can you tell us about kind of the journey to retirement and how that differs for small business owners, CJ?
Yeah, this is such an important topic, partly because we don't discuss it as often as other topics like Social Security, but also because we know there's a lot of small business owners that listen to this show, and truth be told, both Malia and myself are small business owners. So we're both, yeah, I know, shocker. We're both members in the LLC of Klaus Financial Asset Advisors here, and so this topic of, you know, planning for the future when you're putting your blood, sweat, and tears into your small business is very personal to us. And we've seen it with, so we are not the founders of Klaus Financial. My father and his uncle out of college, along with another partner along the way, built the business. But Malia and I are second generation kind of owner operators. So very near and dear topic to our hearts. So as retirement planners, we work with people, of course, for many different types of or across many different types of occupations. Mm-hmm. And this does include small business owners. This type of retirement planning is different and has a lot of different conversations that we need to have because, of course, they may have Social Security as a small business owner, but believe it or not, sometimes that Social Security benefit is smaller. And often they do not have a pension. And in many cases, they have not saved, small business owners, this is, have not saved much into retirement accounts or investments because everything is going back into that business. So most business owners' future retirement income is bottled up in their small business, which is fine, but it could just present some additional challenges, right? So if you think of, well, my future is, you know, Social Security, a pension, and my 401k, well, what would that be for a small business owner? Now, often people go, well, these small business owners are doing just fine. And that may be true. They might have a nice car. They might have a decent home. So they might be doing kind of normal living. But where it becomes difficult is to run that small business. It may generate high income, but often the kind of automatic savings feature of a pension or 401k have not been set up for them. So a huge number of entrepreneurs have reported putting aside no retirement savings at all. For some, selling the business is literally their only retirement plan. Of course, the risk with doing this is if the business were to fail, or if you had health issues, or if there was a shift in the market conditions where the business couldn't continue to operate, this can mean that you have no diversification either. So as a business owner, assuming you do want to retire at some point in the future, you'll have to fund your own retirement plan and decide what to do with your business before you retire. So listen, Emily and I could sit on here and do a 2-hour long show about the drama of small businesses and genesis issues and all kinds of various factors, both mental and financial, as it relates to planning. We're not going to do that. But what I can say is this is complex. For small business owners, it's often not the financial component. It's the emotional part. We call it the puppy syndrome. Like you raised your own puppy, right? And the idea of getting rid of your puppy later on in life, or think of you have a child, you raise a child. The idea of saying, I'm going to sell that child or sell that puppy is just, it just is unthinkable to a small business owner. And yet, if they don't, I know. And yet, if you don't do it, often the retirement, I mean, you can go from living a really nice life to being sunk overnight because there's nothing else besides the business. And not to mention, people don't want to, often, this is not always the case, but people don't generally want to work for a 80-year-old who has built no plans for themselves. Because if you've built no plans for yourself and you're 80 years old and running a business, what ends up happening is you end up choking the business. So, again, I'm getting too far into the personal side of this, but many retiring business owners need to figure out how and when they're going to sell that business and get started 5 to 10 years before they plan on selling that business with building their kind of retirement plan, meaning who's going to take over for them? How are they going to get a valuation on the business? Who are their successors? Are they already in the business or is it going to be an outsourced entity? Will they sell to a third party? How will they finance, or how will the buyers finance the purchase of the buy-in? On and on and on, a lot of things to consider.
Really important stuff this morning, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget to learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And our phone lines are open here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. So CJ, what are some of the things folks should be thinking about then?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Before we even tell you what you should be thinking about as a small business owner, here's an interesting fact. 78% of small business owners plan to sell their company to fund 60 to 100% of their retirement. This is according to CNBC and Financial Planning Association. I mean, let those numbers sink in, right? Small business owners, 78% say they need to sell their business to fund 60 to 100% of their retirement. Now, that's fine as long as you can have that eventual sale. So if you are 5 to 10 years away from retirement and have not set aside any retirement investments or nothing significant, here's some options to consider just to get the juices flowing and to start diversifying away from the business a little bit. Number one, we've talked about this before, but consider funding a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Now, this can get a little bit tricky because Roth IRAs have income limits, but traditional IRAs do not, assuming you or your spouse are not eligible for another corporate retirement plan. But long story short, that would be a way to consider starting to save something. Roth IRA, traditional IRA, assuming income limits or other restrictions aren't imposed. Those contribution amounts are $6,000 a year or up to $7,000 if you're over the age of 50. And you can also do a spousal contribution if your spouse is not working. Here's a big one. Consider doing a solo 401k. Now be cautious. Solo 401ks are for small business owners with non-spouse employees. So again, non-spouse employees. If your spouse is the only other employee, so think husband, wife, real estate agents, they can do solo 401ks. But husband, wife, real estate agents with three employees, solo 401ks don't work so well. Well, they don't work at all. You can't do a solo 401k. But solo 401ks is this idea of solo. I'm the only 401k participant, me and or my spouse. And you can actually contribute up to $61,000 on a pre-tax basis for the year of 2022. Again, sometimes small business owners will have really good years where they'll earn a lot of money, but they'll often then go buy a truck or a piece of equipment for their business to get the deduction. Instead of doing that, consider putting that money into a solo 401k plan so that it's saved instead of spent, and you get the same deduction you would have by buying that piece of equipment. Now, there's two other things. I'm not going to dig as deep into these other ones. There's traditional 401k plans, but this is for when you have multiple employees. And again, if you're a small business owner, multiple employees, have a robust business, you absolutely should be considering a 401k plan, no questions asked. But there's also these things called SEP IRAs and simple IRAs. Again, I'm not going to get too deep down into the weeds here. There's different applications for each one of those, but often considering the solo 401k route or just the traditional 401k route is something these small business owners should be considering.
A lot to know about those different options and a lot to consider if you are a small business owner when it comes to planning for your retirement. Whether you're a small business owner or you're just looking for some guidance for yourself and your family, Kloss Financial, CJ Malia, they'd love to help you out. Again, don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. A lot of folks wonder, okay, I have a plan. What do we know about that? How many business owners actually make plans in advance for selling their businesses? We'll get the details from Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, the website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. The telephone up for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Love to get you on the air as well this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking about planning for retirement and thinking about retirement when you're a small business owner, there is a lot to consider. CJ laid some great groundwork and talked a little bit about the emotional side of this as well. With that, do we see many business owners making plans in advance for selling their business, Malia?
Well, you know, we're coming from the planning side of things. So we really see, you know, truthfully, most retirees from all occupations, so not just small business owners, truly retirement sneaks up on everybody. It really, really does. But the reason for small business owners, for it sneaking up on them even more so is because, honestly, staying in business, that's like that's a foremost focus. So let's just stay in business as a small business owner, and the other stuff will just follow. I mean, that's really truly what most people think, because they just want to keep the doors open, right? It's hard to run a small business. So if that's been the focus for many, many years, and they have traditionally learned, many are businesses they've inherited from their parents, perhaps, or bought out former owners. The one thing they know is that, well, as CJ said, maybe I'll just go buy another piece of equipment. I'll buy, you know, a truck. I'll do whatever I need to do just to continue to invest in my own business. And I can think, in a, you know, a quick moment of five different clients I work with, a dentist, a hardware store owner, HVAC owner, et cetera, who, you know, at the end of the day, they just keep on plowing that money right back into the business. Again, nothing wrong with that. And yet when you sit with them and they're like, well, I do want to retire someday. And we look at, okay, do we have a potential buyer or someone that's working within the business? I mean, there's just so much to consider, because the day that you're tired and you really want to retire yourself, you're just like, I'm done, might not be the same day that someone else wants to purchase your business and create that future income for you. So that's why we really, really want people to diversify, plan ahead, and look at where those income streams are going to come from. So back in 2019, SCORE, actually, the organization SCORE, it mentors small businesses across the U.S., they actually found that about 34% of small business owners don't have any type of retirement savings plan for themselves. And honestly, 40% of the respondents don't feel confident about their ability to retire before age 65. Often what we hear small business owners say to us is, I'm just going to keep on working. I mean, it's a very, very common thing we hear, because they don't have an exit strategy. So if we look at everything together, they will tell you, or I should say, the reasons that we find that they can't retire sometimes is that they don't have the profits to put aside to save for retirement. That's about 37%. And again, about 21%, they take those retirement savings that they were thinking about investing and they plow them right back into the business. And as I said, about 12% say, I don't have any plans to retire in the future. So, you know, and it's one thing to mentally think that, but for some of these businesses, they're very physical. And these people are 65 on up, and it's a physical type of occupation, perhaps. And maybe the body one day says, hey, I just can't go further. So that's why we really want to have some exit strategies planned in advance.
Important stuff. And I know we've talked in the past, too, about, you know, just in general, folks, you know, their anticipated retire date as opposed to the real retire date. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, we like to think we're gonna stick at this much longer than we actually do. So great stuff. And by the way, as we talk about some of our previous shows and, of course, this week's program as well, if you missed any part of the show or you want to go back and listen, you can always head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Again, that's 608-442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. So, Malia, what tips can you give folks when it comes to preparing to sell your business before you retire?
Yeah, so we always say, you know, start off with getting a valuation of your business. And I even hear fear from people even taking this very first step. They say, well, if I get a valuation, then everyone will know I'm trying to sell it or I'm going to sell it. And it's like, no, you're just preparing yourself for maybe some reality setting. Maybe, you know, and most of us feel this way, maybe our business is not worth as much as we thought it was. And if it's not worth as much or it's not marketable at this time, this is why it's just a starting point to get an evaluation of what things look like. So you want to start by taking stock of your assets and liabilities and truly look at your profits from recent years. And you can do that with non-disclosures when you're actually getting those valuations in. You're going to want to check out similar businesses and see what they might be selling for in your region. And this is something interesting. Sometimes you're not planning to sell your business. I saw this happen this year to one of my clients, and a potential buyer actually came by and wanted to buy the business. And suddenly the client went from, I'm going to work forever in the business, to, that's a nice number. I think I should jump on that. And even though they weren't really ready for that process, sometimes you got to jump on those situations, because timing is everything. And you might be just waiting another 5 years till the next great offer comes by. So that's one thing to know and start with looking at the future. Another idea is to create a succession plan if you've not done this. So, again, you don't want to just leave your business suddenly and your customers don't know where to turn. So really try to work with some of those people who have been prominent in your business, have really worked hard, and that you feel would be a good fit. That always helps them want to stay longer, helps your clients and customers have a nice transition. And again, it can help your pocketbook planning ahead. And then finally, consider whether your children want to be involved in the business. Now, this is not about you saying, yes, of course, my children are going to take over. What we find is that's often not the case. That, believe it or not, they've got their own lives. And, you know, I've seen this before with real estate agents saying, oh, my kids will just take over this huge agency. And the kids are like, I have no interest whatsoever. And at the end of the day, you've got to make sure that what you need to do for your own retirement is set up in advance and not just say, oh, the kids are just going to take it over and all will be good at that point.
Sometimes you got a little elf that wants to be a dentist. I know we're a little early for for Christmas movies, but yes, yep. It's a great conversation to be having with the kiddos, and of course, creating that succession plan. Very, very important conversations to be had. If you haven't had these type of conversations, if this is something you're just starting to think about, don't forget it's always good to work through these options, work through these thoughts. Sooner the better. Folks at Kloss Financial love to talk to you again. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Their number 608-442-5637. Again, that's 608-442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. We talked about family, and Malia briefly mentioned maybe having somebody else take over. What about an employee? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, talking this week about your small business owner and thinking about retirement, some of the steps you need to take and plan on before you retire. And one of the things, too, people often think about, we talked about maybe a child taking over, or the kids taking over the business. What about an employee? You've got somebody that's eager and interested. What do folks need to know when you have that scenario come up?
Yeah, that's pretty critical to think about, is kind of who's on your team. Is there a family member that's interested in taking over, and kind of assessing who's the appropriate continuation plan? Before I get to that, I just wanted to mention quickly, as Malia was talking about valuations and succession plans, is to remind you, get a business contracts attorney if you're really serious about moving down this path. There's a number of them here in the Madison area and really in most communities, but they are worth their weight in gold when it comes to actually legally documenting a transition. Also work with a business accountant who can make sure that you are appropriately allocating the transaction for tax purposes. Matter of fact, when you get deep into this, you'll find out that what's called tax allocation is a big part of deal structure. Tax allocation is who's paying the taxes on this transaction and at what rate. And then finally, work with your financial advisor. Again, your financial advisor should be, we believe, at least, the quarterback of this overall kind of big picture of what you're trying to accomplish. Now, again, a quarterback is not a running back. A quarterback is not a wide receiver. A quarterback is not the general manager of the business. You're the general manager of your own financial affairs. But the quarterback is a critical player on your team, and they should be kind of directing all of what's happening here. Okay, so yes, to your point, Sean, back to your question is, if there's an employee who's interested, well, number one, be intentional. Just be intentional and say, I want to retire in 5 years. I need to identify who this employee is, or I need to find someone. I need to hire someone. Number two, train that employee. Bring them into the fold. Malia was talking about one of the big fears is just even getting a valuation. Well, there's many other fears. There's the, well, I can't show them the books of the business. And I go, really? Is there something going on, right? Of course, if it's the right person and you're planning on training them and transitioning the business, and if you're worried about them, you know, telling everybody your business finances, then have them sign a non-disclosure agreement. But yes, decide who the person is, be intentional, train them, start showing them the profit and loss statement, the balance sheet, all of that. Think about your base of customers. So this is pretty critical. When you're doing a transition, your customers are the ones that are generating the revenue and the profits, which are what somebody is buying out. And therefore, you need to make sure that those customers are going to be comfortable with who it is that is taking over for you. So this could be a key salesperson, an operations manager, or again, it could be a larger company from the outside. And then finally, and lastly, be ready for the emotional work. I mentioned the whole, you know, growing a small business is like having a child and being asked to sell them later on in life. This is real. The biggest drawback, or I should say downfall, of small businesses selling their business is not that it's not saleable. Although, by the way, you'll hear that from small business owners. That's not usually the problem. Most businesses are saleable. It's that small business owners couldn't fathom selling it. And unfortunately, that can also become the downfall of your retirement plan. So there you go. There's some things to think about.
There is a lot of different angles and aspects to this. Definitely something, the sooner the better you get to planning, the better off you're going to be. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Online, KlossFinancial.com, and the telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz question. Week. It'll work like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz question of the week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. If you are a business owner with no full-time employees, you could be putting away retirement dollars into a solo 401k. What is the maximum contribution limit you can put away into a solo 401k in 2022? Is it $6,000 or is it $61,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call, the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Red Robin. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great talking with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Kevin Clark, Make Dreams Realty. He's in with us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.